is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi.
It's all of us.
Hey.
Hi, I'm Bran, and I love Hallmark summer movies still. 9 months later.
Hey, it's Panda, and I still like Hallmark summer movies.
I'm Dan, and I still despise all 110 billion Hallmark summer movies. And this is
the Deck the Hallmark podcast. Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, everybody? Oh, yeah. How we doing?
Can I tell you this? I'm feeling funky fresh.
You said that to start last week.
Still feeling funky,
still feeling
fresh,
funky fresh
because it's summer movies.
We've got a funky fresh update.
Wham.
Now, guys, what if I told you today is the last day of August? We're almost in September.
Oh, my goodness.
Man.
Pumpkin spice is out.
But we're not,
fall
we're,
is chugging along.
It's we're going, not out of summer movies just yet.
No, that's so true. We've got that Journey Back to Summer. What's it called next week?
Journey Back to My Heart. Heart of Journey.
Don't go chasing my heart.
Journey.
Journey of my heart. Journey of
is
the
it
heart.
Journey of the heart?
It's Journey Back to Christmas.
Don't
CCB. It's a new summer movie. They've repackaged it. They got rid of all the fake snow. It's the sun beating down.
And there's a bald eagle.
Why?
Just from what the clip I saw, there's some bald eagles.
That's great. Hi, everybody. It's great to see you all. Wow. Lots to talk about, everybody. Lots of big news
lots
is out
to
there. All the Christmas movies are...
We got an inside track, and they have already given us all of the Hallmark Christmas info.
Yes.
There's a few surprises on that list.
Yes.
A very naughty Christmas.
Yes.
It's going to be TV-14.
Yeah. Wow.
Does it start?
That is CCB.
Okay. Wow.
Ryan Pavey.
Whoa.
Naughty.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about Candy, Candy, Candy.
Yeah. Oh, that's going to be a good one.
That's starring Steve Urkel.
not Julia White.
No.
There was a transformation chamber situation.
Yes, it is Steve Urkel.
Yeah.
And Tia and Tamara.
Well, they're both in it.
They're both in it. Sister, sister.
There's one you were really big. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, it is one person, but it's like a Mary-Kate Ashley situation.
Oh, they just play.
They play the same person to switch them.
Tingle with Tinsel.
Tingle with Tinsel. You sure that wasn't the...
Tingle?
That one's...
Tingle with Tinsel. Tingle.
That one's TVMA.
Yeah, it's Hallmark After Dark. It's a new thing they're trying. That, and then right after that, Golden Girls.
Yes,
a Golden good. Girls who's, Christmas.
Who's in Tingle?
Blanche.
Yeah, Blanche.
Spat hard over here. And speaking of spitting hard.
Speaking of spat hard.
Also in the news is the GAC. The GAC attack.
Man.
Hashtag,
oh, yeah.
Hashtag GAC attack. For those of you that aren't, have not submersed yourself.
Submerged?
Big submersion.
Yep.
For those of you that have not immersed yourself and submerged yourself into the world of made-for-TV movies, there's a new channel coming out called GAC.
Great American Country!
The GAC. And the GAC is run by the old Hallmark guy.
Bill Abbott.
Bill Abbott.
If you have been watching, that sounded like Jeff Foxworthy. If you've been watching the last couple of years and you're like, man, these movies aren't nearly as straight and white as I remember them being back in the good old days, have we got a GAC for you? That is the best I can figure, the reason that exists, unfortunately. For everyone involved.
Well, that's not entirely true, Dan. One of the movies that is rumored to be being created for the GAC is starring Rekia Bernard.
Really?
I don't know if she knew that when she signed on.
Yeah,
but
we'll see.
That's the rumor out there.
Is it? It's just a rumor. They're not confirmed.
It's just rumors.
Okay. And I've heard a rumor they're going to sponsor our podcast.
The GAC?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to happen.
It's pretty exciting.
It will not
happen. I have a GAC tattoo.
Yeah.
You maybe jumped
a little early.
I said, that sounds like super fun.
It's a GAC tap.
But the first real officially, not officially announced, because they haven't announced it, but it is out there. Jen Lilly is going to be, it's a Gak Attack. Jen Lilly. So it's lots of exciting news.
That's the name of the movie as well. It's a Gak Attack, Jen Lilly.
It's a Gak Attack.
There's a monster called the Gak.
Hashtag Gak Attack.
That's right.
Hashtag Gak Attack. I'm trying to get that to guys. Can we just make that thing? I don't know. Hashtag Gak Attack. Is that a channel, though, people can watch on TV?
Gak? Yes. Great American Country, yeah. They're going to have two channels. Because he bought, like, there's...
There used to be a channel called Ride.
Yeah, that checks out. And it was horses. Like all rodeo stuff.
It was Mustangs.
Yeah.
So lots of horse stuff. Mm.
So now it's going to... Basically, he's creating similar to the Hallmark channel, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries.
That is what it seems.
How many Gak Christmas movie premieres this year, call it? Between the two networks this year.
I'm going to go with five.
Five?
I'm just going to go with five.
10.
I was going to say 9, thinking that we wouldn't quite get to double digits, but I think it's going to be a bigger number.
I think they're going to push hard.
I thought it was going to be a year or two, but after hearing that they've already got a few that they're shooting right now, I think they're going to be able to get to 8 or 9. I think it's going to be scary. And scary.
Now, guys, I do want to ask you this. A few weeks ago, we talked about Hallmark. We talked about how many Christmas movies you guys were predicting.
Yeah.
You went 30.
No,
you
went 30. Low.
You went 33.
No. I think he went 33, mm-hmm. and I went 36, 7-ish.
That's not how I remember it. I remember you going 30 and you going 35.
No. I was not lower than 35. I think I was 35.
Let's take it to the tape.
The reason I said that is because you said that's less than the number of movies they ended up having.
Yes, it was definitely 18. Less than 2018. Yes.
Yeah, which is 37, but they started with 34. Right. I said 35. That's the number I said, 35. I'm 99.9% sure.
Yeah, I said.
So are you sticking with it? Or are you wanting to?
I think we're going to have 40 plus.
Yeah.
Easy.
You said how many?
I said 44 because they're going to utilize the weekend after Christmas.
I'm going to go ahead and take Brand's guess as my new guess. No, it's a rule. It's a thing we can do. It's a guest deal. There's nothing I can do about it.
I'm stealing Dan's guest deal.
So do I have to come up with a new guest then?
You do. Yeah, yeah. It's a white elephant situation.
And now you're locked in at 44.
Yeah, I'm locked in at 44. You double steal.
Knew the rules. I was really dumb to go out first with the guest deal. That was dumb on my part.
So wait, who has to guest steal? Who has to guess anew because of the steal?
We both do.
You both.
But who goes first?
You do.
I do. Interesting. Are you gonna guest steal me?
I've already used mine. There's nothing I can do.
No, but you have to pick again so you can steal his.
Oh, I gotta pick again. Yeah, go for it.
Wait. It's like a white elephant.
Yeah.
But can I guest steal your 44?
No, because it's locked in at 2.
No, but here's the thing. You can't do 42
is my new guess.
You can't do that, though. You can't steal right after someone got stolen.
You can't double steal. Okay, then I get the 44. Good. Have at it, chief.
Wait, why do you get
it? You can't double steal. That's the rule of white elephant.
No, but you stole his.
Yes. Yeah,
you can't go back. I stole that.
You can't
that.
Triple stamp and double stamp. You can't steal. You can't double steal a steal.
43.
You can't snag 43. A snag.
He goes 43.
I'm going to steal. Can I steal?
You can't steal your original.
This is ridiculous. I'm going to go 44 and a half. I think they're going to do a short, a mini movie.
Like one of those Mario Lopez, Colonel Sanders situations.
If I have to pick another number, I'll go 45.
Okay. Yeah.
If I have to.
I might go back to my 35. I don't know. Look, there are movies we thought being made that aren't being made that now. So there's a trade-off here. Mm.
Apparently our live stream's having a hard time, so it's good to know that our router's in good shape tonight.
Did you not plug in?
I did. But what can you do? We're already here and we're getting ready to go. Are you ready to do a synopsis?
I hope so.
You want me to plug it into the modem?
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me because it's going to keep recording regardless. Are we ready to do this?
Yep. Let's
Sweet Pecan Summer originally aired on Sunday. August 27th, I'm sorry, 28th, and it went a little something like this. Let me introduce you to Amanda. Amanda works for a skincare company. She has an idea for a natural skincare line that will be cheaper than the regular
Yep, cheaper.
Cheaper.
All natural, always cheaper.
It's for the
cheaper.
Zoomers, brand.
The Zoomers.
Gen Z.
Zoom, zoom, zoom.
Yeah, zoom, zoom, zoom. Yeah, zoom, zoom, zoom.
Zoom, zoom, zoom,
zoom. Yeah, zoom, zoom, zoom.
Zoom, zoom.
Yeah, zoom, zoom, zoom. Mazda.
I think it's going to be the next big thing, though. The Zoom
Mazda?
Zoom. Mazda and this natural skincare company. Her Aunt Carol calls her and says, hey, I fell off a ladder. I hurt myself. I need you to come and help me at the pecan farm. So she goes to help her Aunt Carol, and her Aunt Carol, classic aunt, is like, the fall's whatever. I actually came here because I'm gonna sell the farm, and I need you to help me get it ready to go. They're looking for the perfect realtor, and after a bunch of duds show up, they end up going with JP. JP, are you with me?
Oh, yeah, we're not going nowhere. Pecans.
I'm going to do it one more time in just a minute, and I want it to be a little bit better. So you guys talk amongst yourselves. Figure out what you're going to do there. So he just happens to be Amanda's high school sweetheart. They broke up after she decided that she was going to go to another college, and JP was upset. JP, are you with me?
Oh, yeah. We got the sweet kids going nowhere. If you had waited.
I'm going to do it. Okay, hold on. Okay,
we were almost there.
I'm going to do it one more time, but just in a little bit, okay? You guys have a little bit longer. They broke up, going to a different college. They they aren't thrilled about being back together and having to work together, but what can you do? They end up working to fix up the place by painting the barn red. That was JP's idea. JP, are you with me?
Oh, yeah. We got the sweet cans going nowhere.
That was very good. Yeah. That was very good.
Sweet cans instead of pecans.
I like that.
Right? Yeah.
All right. Back to this now. So the house gets listed. They celebrate with cornhole, as you do. The amount of times we've gone out and said, guys, let's go celebrate. Let's get our cornhole on. Too many to count.
Too many.
To count. And things are getting hot and heavy on the cornhole lane, as it does. Have you guys ever watched cornhole on TV?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have. It's kind of addicting, unfortunately.
It really is. Then there's this baseball game. JP used to be a baseball player, misses the sport. He's doing some coaching, and Amanda's like, you know what? You should do more of that coaching stuff. And he's like, okay, I'm done with this. Let's get out of here. Then there's this big rainstorm. Oh, my gosh. Didn't see it coming.
A rainstorm.
Oh. Now, Panda, you knew when the rainstorm came, you knew this was bad for the pecans.
Every time you see a storm, it's bad for the pecans.
Every time you see a storm.
There's no time that a pecan tree would maybe need rain.
It needs rain, but not a storm.
Yeah, there's a difference.
You want a steady drizzle. The pecans have bud. Have come out, and there's buds of them. Even before then, the heavy rain is bad.
Yeah. Again, heavy rain's fine. It's the storm.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't think you understand a thing about pecans.
I clearly don't.
There's storm, heavy storm. I'm sorry. There's rain, heavy rain, storm.
Got it.
And then big storm.
Then big storm. But we don't talk about
those. We don't talk about big storm.
Not here. So they get one offer, and it's from a developer. Boo!
Big city.
Everyone is bummed by this. Amanda then discovers that pecan oil is good for the skin. So she has this big idea. I'm going to keep the farm. I'm going to keep the pecans close by. Keep your friends close. Keep your pecans closer.
Yeah.
And I'm going to start my own business, a new oil company, everybody. It's going to be big fun.
Maybe six.
Oil company. Come on. That's the last thing we need.
You're right. That's on me.
There's oil under these trees, you see? Oil. We're going to dig the trees out of the ground, you see? Nobody needs pecans. We need that sweet, sweet nectar of the gods, oil.
So she tells JP, are you with me?
Oh yeah, we got the sweet can going nowhere.
God, got it.
He just slows me down so much.
No, it's because your
cadence. We got the sweet cans going. Are you from Europe learning English now?
Listen, my beat.
So sick.
Sick.
So she goes to tell JP and they kiss big ones.
Big.
Fast forward.
Medium ones.
It was biggest.
He went. There was a double down
on the scale.
It was a double down
on the scale.
It was a double down kiss.
4 for 2.
Okay. Sure. No. Absolutely. KFC.
No.
Double down.
4 for 2 is what I said.
I said KFC double down. He said double down.
And then
down.
I said 4 for 2.
Yeah. I said absolutely KFC.
I just wanted to make this clear. KFC has nothing to do with the 4 for 2.
No. They wish.
Rick, not yet.
You're not yet. You're not ever.
That might be true.
Fast forward.
There's a pecan drink at Fitzy's.
Is it good? What's in it?
Yes, we pecan. It was after Obama won the election.
That played well at Fitzy's. Maybe I don't understand Fitzy's.
That's not
the crowd I would expect.
Right. So you get a milkshake from Burger King. They don't. You gotta ask. You gotta know somebody. You get a milkshake from Burger King, right? You take a bottle of Jameson. You turn it upside down, right?
Into the milkshake,
and then you crack pecans on top of it. And once you've cracked the bottle, you drink the whole thing. Yes, we pecan. It should have been called Yes Pecan. Would have been better. Fitzy's swinging a miss sometimes.
Fitzy's called it Yes We Pecan. yes, we can. Get a little stutter. And that was a shout out for Biden.
Yeah.
So fast forward one year, and her business is thriving, and he's a coach, and she shows up, they kiss, we're all loving it, and that, my friends, was sweet
pecan summer. We did it.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back here at Deck the Hallmark.
Hit the go live button twice.
Go live button
like
twice?
Like turn it off and then turn it back on.
Skadoosh.
Wait for it.
I'm going to wait a minute because if I do it too quick, it won't actually go away. So I'm just going to wait. Welcome back, everybody, to Deck the Hallmark. We're talking about sweet pecan. Pecan? Pecan?
Pecan.
Where you pecan.
At? Oh, it's 2-1.
You guys both are pecan?
Yeah, I'm a pecan boy.
On the... Well, you're a Michigan boy. Pecan is, that's northern. Yeah.
And I'm Florida, which is every man for himself.
Yeah.
Guys, let's get to this one, okay? Wes Brown, we love him. This girl, I'd never seen her, but she was
swell. Was it Catherine Coe?
Sure.
Yes.
Sure. So let's break this movie down. And I think we should just start with the hot take where we share exactly how I felt about this movie. And I'm going to start with my good friend, Panda. Panda, hot take us. Take us somewhere hot.
I wish I could give a hot take on this movie, but the movie's pretty pedestrian overall.
What's that pedestrian's name?
Larry.
Ooh.
Larry's a great pedestrian, though.
He's not bad.
Yeah,
solid. Overall. This movie is... I like Wes Brown. I always like him in the movies. Catherine Coe, I thought she was charming. I loved her personality. Really cute in this. Yeah, I am here for it. I like the pecan talk. Overall, though, yeah, I mean, pretty standard stuff. I think I'm just ready for fall, boys. It's nothing personal against this movie. Just ready for the fall.
It is Christine Coe, not Catherine Coe.
Oh, Christine Coe. Sorry about that. That's a swing and a miss.
Well, we all said yes, so it's not like any of us got it right. True. But I looked it up to make sure it is not what we thought it was.
Well, let me tell you this one, guys.
Oh, here we go.
I quite enjoyed it. And I do want to be clear here. I am with Panda. If there was never another summer movie for the rest of my life,
dear gracious,
I'd be okay.
We always talk about what's the worst season, and we hem and haw. Let there be no more hemming and no more hawing. It is summer. Easy. Summer's the worst.
I don't know. Spring's.
Winterfest
is
bring
great.
It.
Yep.
Love Ever After, let's go.
I just think, why are we, we just need, Spring Fever. We just need to get this down on writing with blood. Winterfest.
It got serious in a hurry.
Winterfest, Love Ever After, Spring Fever, Summer, Christmas in July, Fall, Christmas. Let's just, Fall right after Christmas in July. Yeah. Yeah. August, like,
what are we doing?
Pumpkin Spice Lattes came out last week, and there's not an autumn movie to be found.
No.
You guys,
it was like 100 degrees outside.
But no, but I'm sorry. Hallmark, you need to be first to the bowl.
Or I would almost prefer this. Just run spring a little bit later and do something different in June and start Christmas in July, June 25th.
But here's
and
my,
then do four summer movies in
but
August.
But here's my problem with that.
Off September and half of October.
Here's my problem with that, though, is when it is a tough transition to go from the joy and the cold of Christmas in July to, like, I don't need a reminder of the hell in which we live, right? I don't need that reminder.
But if we're doing it how the seasons actually are.
Of course, but we don't do that. Okay. They start freaking Christmas before Halloween.
I think August should be back to school themed movies.
Dear gracious.
All teachers, and I think that would be phenomenal.
It's just terrible. It's just Chandler Bing's Ron Clark movie on a loop.
That's right. Oh, man. Over be great.
Wow, you went with a TV movie. You did it.
Well, it's Hallmark Channel.
I know, that's what I'm saying. You thought of a TV movie and did it.
Thank you. Quite enjoyed that movie. I quite enjoy this movie as well. I just wish it wasn't summer. I'm just...
let's move on with the season.
Let's move on. Yeah. But I really I enjoyed both of them very much, so thought that was great.
This is the best summer movie.
I have to give it thought. I don't know. What else?
No, the dating one we've watched in this hellhole. How have we been doing this?
We've been doing this for decades.
For decades. But the dating one after Christmas in July is better than this one.
Yeah, that's true.
Way better, right?
We will do a new tier. Is it next week?
We're going to have to next week.
Yes, next week. That's correct.
Or will we do it after? We have to do it before fall.
We'll do it before fall because there's no time. Yeah. There's no time. I mean, assuming that Hallmark's not, you know, planning to wait on announcing their Christmas movies until, you know, late October.
We got to start those previews.
Those preview episodes aren't going to preview themselves, boys.
That's right.
All right, guys. Panda, Dan, where are we at?
I hated this movie. It was bad. I love Wes Brown, but this movie rivals... Season of Love, I believe, or Summer. That Mark Blucas Autumn Research joint that's supposed to be set in Texas about barbecue. This movie and that movie have a lot in common from a standpoint of they don't know their subject matter at all, and they're not filming anywhere near the South or with anyone Southern, aside from Wes Brown, who is from Louisiana and is actually Southern. I didn't like it. I did think Christine Coe was like a good addition to the Hallmark, cavalcade of stars. Like, you should have her in more movies for sure. But aside from that, I wanted it to be over. It was very, very just kind of bleh to me. Just not good. Not as actively bad as what we watched last couple weeks with Wedding March and whatever the thing we watched last week was. But definitely not good. Like, bad. Definitely in the bad category. Not a fan of it here.
Let's get to this one, All the Feels.
Have you heard about this one? You heard about this one, Dave? You about this one? Let's talk about the feels. You heard about the feels.
So we're talking about one of the three games, feels. Panda?
I got laugh feels when they bring in the realtors.
Yeah.
Realtors. That's a funny scene. That's a funny scene. If you're talking like feels, Pecan Farm. I want to own one.
We're doing it.
This is what I'm going to say. You guys know how much I love a good, like, pinky hold, et cetera. Just, like, little hands here and there.
Yeah.
You want to hold my hand?
It's just for a split second, everybody. If you blink, you missed it. But at the baseball game, the first baseball game, they're playing, and... they go for a high five, her and Wes Brown, and they do this. I'll do this one with Panda here, Panda. So they do like this, and then they kind of come down, and they go like holds for just a couple seconds.
A fleeting second.
And those are the things, y'all, that like keep me up at night thinking like...
Wait a minute.
Man, like love's awesome, huh? Like... like, I love that. That was great.
Those are the things that keep me up at night thinking love's awesome, y'all.
Dan?
I had real feels in this movie, and I'll tell you why. I grew up in Hopkins, South Carolina.
Show off.
I know, right? Yeah. Our one traffic light was crazy. And
That traffic light ruined the town. Yeah.
Very briefly, for a couple of years, my dad owned some land that was a very small pecan farm. We had 13 pecan trees. I mean, we're yielding like maybe a ton of pecans, and we basically gifted most of them. We didn't sell them, really. We ate them and gifted them, and we never built a house there. That was the plan. We moved before we had the opportunity to, but I have a lot of fond memories of being like a 7, 8, 9-year-old and going out to the pecan farm with my dad and my mom and my brother and picking pecans and shelling pecans and eating pecans and all that great stuff. And so there are going to be a lot of wait what's when it comes to pecans for me, but a lot of feels to be had just from the fact that I'd not remember, like I've forgotten about that. And then I watched this movie and I remembered all of the fun times that we had.
Well, and you clearly forgot about rain, big rain, storm.
Yeah, I know, which is wild that as the one of us who has a little bit of experience.
But I'm a weatherman.
On a pecan farm situation.
I'm a weatherman brand.
You're a weatherman brand. Yeah.
So and I know
yeah,
the classifications.
That was, it did give me feels, even though it tried not to, like it tried to be just absurdist, but it still gave me feels. So there you go.
I love that. Thank you. That was so nice. Let's take a quick break. And I think we'll come back with the wait what's.
Okay.
If everybody's okay with that. Here on Dr. Hallmark. What I'm really excited about, guys, is Bramble Fest. It's coming right up.
Oh, boy.
So is our book.
So is our book. Well, yeah. A little bit later.
A little bit later than we thought.
But still, it's coming.
And we've held it, and it's great.
The way its cover meets the palm of the hand, it's a beautiful
thing. It's got some heft. I didn't expect it to be that
I do
hefty.
Think it's slowly dyeing my hand red, but that's worth it.
Yeah, that's a good sell right there.
It's worth it.
You've made that the headphones in such a weird spot.
Yeah, I know. Let's get to the wait what. It's the part of the show we talk about what in this movie made us go wait what. I'm going to start with my good friend, Panda. Panda, what are you waiting about?
First of all, I want to ask you a question. And this is maybe not a wait what. I need clarification. Color sticks for your hair. What the heck
what
is that?
What is that? What is
what
it?
Is it? I don't know. And how is it different than dyeing your hair?
So I did look at color sticks, which I didn't know. I was thinking pixie sticks.
Color sticks, and they dye your hair all the shades.
Color sticks.
Color sticks are color. For like lip. Like I think it's like lip gloss.
But why would you need one for your hair?
Dude, my lip gloss is popping.
Well, let me tell you about mine. Mine is cool.
Wow. Mine's popping.
Mine's cool.
Popping.
Cool.
You hear about my lip gloss? You hear about it? It's popping.
They mentioned that they want to do a lower cost, all natural set of products based off of the makeup that they're currently doing, but just stripped down and using all natural products. And somehow that's cheaper. My thing is,
Is it really?
I don't think it is. And then finally, I know what she meant when she said this, but in reference to her aunt laughs. And then she says, I haven't heard her laugh like that since Uncle Jimmy died. Listen, I know what you mean.
It's a little macabre, Hallmark.
Your Uncle Jimmy's dead.
Got him. What a great joke.
About time.
Whoa.
That's all I got.
I have a couple guys, if you will lend me the time.
Yeah. I'll lend it to
I'll
you.
I'll yield you the time.
But I'm putting you on the clock.
Well, how much time do I got?
Oh, yeah.
This company has not had a new product in years.
In years.
I don't know if that's normal for skincare companies to not put out products for years, but it seems like a bad idea, right?
It's the anti-Reese cup because Reese cup makes the best chocolate candy. We do. But what I can tell you is they never stop never stopping. It's That's like, true. What if we put pretzels in here?
Have
what
you
if we
guys?
Put Reese's Pieces in here? What if we made it all peanut butter? What if we made it half peanut butter? We made it all chocolate? What about eggs, pumpkins, hearts? They
have a football
stop.
Now.
It's a football. Yeah. They don't stop. And props to you, Reese's.
Similar to that is the Mountain Dew. Did you hear about the Mountain Dew?
The Major Melon.
No. Fiery
Fire,
Hot.
The Fire Cheetos.
Yep.
in a Mountain Dew?
Yeah, yes. But you can only buy it online. Everyone? You can only buy it online.
It's a hot Cheeto.
It's
going to
sell fast.
It's good. Yes, you could. We should probably buy some with a company card.
Yeah,
and then
for
try
sure.
to sell it and make
company
some money.
Card will double down.
Yeah, double down.
AFC.
Would you triple buy it?
I wouldn't triple buy it.
One for each.
But we're selling it.
We're not buying it to drink.
Well, if we bought six, sell half, keep half.
No.
Why don't we buy two and keep one?
Why
do we need to save?
How do we know?
Are you anticipating this is going to be a positive experience?
Yeah.
A Flamin' Hot Cheeto Mountain Dew?
It does sound like regret, but I am here for it. There's lots of things I regret.
I bet you I would be sicker from one bottle of that than the Cookie Palooza.
That would be a great food with brand, though.
Yeah.
It would be a great vlog.
Yeah, I'm in for it.
But then you're going to drink the whole one, and you'll leave none for the panda.
This guy is upset because somebody's trying a soda. He's not getting
a fry. Buy a six. Keep the three. It's not rocket science.
You want your own? Just go buy one. Nobody's stopping you from buying.
How much are they on the line?
Card.
No.
How much are they on the line?
The company card is not buying three bottles of Mountain Dew Flaming Hot Cheeto flavor for our own personal leisure. We're not doing that.
It depends on how much they are.
If we can sell them, yes.
Well, we'll buy three, sell three.
No.
They're out of stock already?
Come on.
Guys, anybody get one? Like, can you send it to us?
Send it to us?
Like, 1211 Lawrence Road, Sweet C.
Can you imagine flat, fiery
just little crusty.
Oh, wait. 831.
That's purchase. Tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh.
That's this release
date.
No,
it's Tuesday.
Today. Tuesday. Today's release date. Will you stick with it? Like, today's Tuesday?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's release day.
It came out today.
That's why are you getting an, what time?
I just signed up for updates from the Dew.
What time on
8:31? People just see you coming a mile away.
I am so excited.
It doesn't
excited.
Say what time?
It doesn't. It says exclusively on the Dew store starting 8:31. You know, hey, good news. Six pack, $12.
Giving it away.
They're giving it away.
A single?
Wait,
a
so we can
back get $12 is not giving it away. That's very expensive.
It's $2 a drink.
Good math, buddy.
Okay, wait a minute. But listen to what they're saying about it. Mountain Dew.
Early reviews are in.
This is what it says. Mountain Dew created the first ever beverage combining the sweet citrus flavor of Dew with the spicy kicked up flavor of Flamin' Hot for the most extreme taste experience yet. Yep. Enjoy this exclusive Dew WOW supplies last. Oh, limit of 2 cases of Mountain Dew Flamin' Hot per order.
So you know what's wild is do you think that they just change the words Flamin' Hot for all of their new releases? Because the rest of it sounds like a Mountain Dew, like the most extreme taste ever. And they just take out Flamin' Hot and put like watermelon or whatever in there.
That might be true. Yeah. But I will tell you, I'm going to probably buy 2 packs and a belt buckle.
Oh, you're buying out of your own pocket? Then go
maybe.
For it. Company card's not doing a $20 belt buckle.
I will say this, and I don't know if
how about a tiny can dad cap?
No.
We're all
dads. I don't know if you're if
how
the,
do you have any money in the bank?
I don't know if the front tuck is on yours.
It I mean, I can throw it in there.
Well, there's a guy in this movie that has a front tuck, and I will say the only time a guy should have a front tuck is if they have that Mountain Dew belt buckle.
Yeah,
show
then
off.
You got to show would that you, off for
you,
sure.
Do you want to get matching belt buckles?
I would love that.
Thank you.
I would love you and I having matching Mountain Dew belt buckles because I couldn't tell you last time I had a Mountain Dew. I couldn't tell you. I can't either.
I don't even like
Mountain
Dew.
You did Major and Melon. We did this like a couple months ago.
We did a whole bit. Yeah. I forgot about the Mountain.
Oh my gosh.
No, I forgot about that.
And then you said Code Red was like your favorite drink.
No,
this all started because I haven't had one in a long time.
Just because
we did a whole bit. I haven't like, had one in a long time. Drink.
JP, are you with me?
Oh yeah, we got the pecans in my pants.
Pecans. I forgot what we were saying. What is it?
It's not bad.
It
cans
certainly
in my
is
pants.
Not pecans in my pants. I'll tell you that much.
Where were they?
Well, I just
my pants. Nice work, Panda. You've come around.
Wes Brown is at one point wearing just a hat. It's just a plain boy hat. Thought that was funny. She is at one point, he's showing her the website or the brochure or whatever, and she starts to read the brochure. And we can see the brochure. There's not a single word that she is reading out loud that is on that brochure.
Yeah, no.
Not a single word is matching. And last but not least, I do want to make this perfectly clear. My guy, Wes Brown, at the end of this movie, is teaching kids baseball. He is the coach. Yep. And he is pushing the game, the start of the game back so that he can kiss his girlfriend.
Yeah.
This adult man who is in charge of children. Saying, kids, I know you're excited to play the baseball game today, but these lips are chapped. Like, I couldn't believe that they weren't going to play the game.
And then the best part is she shows up and says, and miss the pregame good luck kiss. Never. She's never going to miss a Little League baseball game where she doesn't have a child playing.
No, sorry.
Man, we stepped it back 100 years.
Dedicated.
She is like independent, running her own business, but she cannot miss a Little League game. Can't do it.
It's true.
That's how she wants to spend her days.
Yeah, go for it.
Do it.
So here's the thing. People say the word pecan differently. Pecan, all different kinds across the map. I get that. I know that how I say it is Southern. I also know that everyone doesn't say it that way. And this is not a hill where I'm like, you have to say it this way or you're wrong. It just isn't worth it. Here's what I can tell you. If you're in Backwoods, Georgia, there is no world where no one in that town doesn't say pecan.
Yep, that's true.
I've been to Backwoods, Georgia. If it's not Atlanta, there's a lot going on out there. There's a lot going on in Georgia. And there's no town out there where everyone pronounces it pecan or pecan. Doesn't exist. You can say that's how you pronounce it. That's fine. If you are in Georgia and it's not Atlanta, people are saying pecan at least half of the time, if not more.
Very true.
Speaking of pecans in the South, those don't get harvested until the fall. It's got to be cold outside to harvest pecans. And what's crazy is not only do they harvest them in the summer, but the aunt also decides, she goes, look at these. They're harvesting early. It's because of all this hot weather we've been having. It's just not how it works, guys. You harvest pecans when it's cold outside. Football's on the TV. It's brisk. You're wearing long sleeves. You're not harvesting pecans in the dead of summer. It's just not happening. And if you've got 8 tons of pecans and you're pressing some of them to make oil, the rig that you have is not getting the job done.
Rig?
You heard me. Need my 4 for 2. Grill them up. A grilled pecan's class act.
Man, you know, this episode was so much fun. And then Dan started lecturing people on pecans and I just fell asleep.
I don't know what to tell you. Like, they don't even try. They don't try. It's a summer movie set in Georgia. How are we doing this right now?
Here's a fun fact about pecans. If you grab one and throw it and hit somebody in the head, it hurts.
I buy my pecans out of Georgia.
Get my pecans really? Out of Georgia.
Interesting. Moving on.
I get my life right from the source. And I've said
straight
that.
Straight from the source. That's the key.
Decades.
My lip gloss is popping.
My lip gloss is cool.
Mine's popping. See me after school.
Why?
All the boys be stopping. Next up, they're trying to sell her aunt's farm. It's important to her aunt to sell the farm. She sees the for sale sign and decides because Wes Brown's face is on it, she's going to put a branch up over the for sale sign, I guess to teach him a lesson, I guess. But if you're trying to sell the farm, it would probably behoove you to keep that sign
visible.
She didn't
want to see the face. She didn't want to see the face.
But she needs the for sale sign to be visible.
Sure, but
it still needs to be visible.
She doesn't want to see his face, Dan.
She still needs to sell the farm.
It was meant to be a funny. It was meant to be a funny.
I get it.
It was meant to be a funny.
But it didn't make any sense.
She wanted to see the face. She doesn't want to see the face. She doesn't want to see his face so much that it's worth missing it out on the sale.
I do want to be clear. She
his face.
And,
face.
Doesn't want to see it.
Doesn't want to see
it. Doesn't want to see the face.
Doesn't want to see the face.
At all costs. Right.
At all costs.
Even if it means not selling it.
Hey, Dan, you got any more pecan facts?
I got so many pecan facts.
It's big storm.
It's big storm.
Big storm.
That changes everything. She has to, the aunt, who is literally waiting on the sale of this farm so she can buy a condo in South Carolina, and she's like, chop, chop, got to move, got to sell this so I can go to the beach with my new mans. All of a sudden, her niece says, I can sell my house in Atlanta and then I can pay you enough to buy your condo. And the aunt's like, all my problems are solved. No, she has to now wait on another house to be sold, right? Now we got to go and do this whole
bit. She said she had equity. She said she had equity in her home.
She still has to either get it out, which means she has to refinance her home, and she's going to keep the home, even though she's moving out of Georgia, or she has to sell it. She's not getting that money. That doesn't help her get the money right now.
True.
That doesn't fix the problem.
The money trees.
They're not pecan trees. They're money
trees. They're money trees.
Wow.
Might as well be pecans, am I right?
That's all I got.
Let's get to the what the hallmark. It's part of the show. We wonder what could have been maybe happening. Some kind of questions that we still have. I'm going to start with my good friend Panda. Panda, what you wanting?
I have to know, Wes Brown, he's a cool dude in this show.
Super cool.
He's so cool. His friend, however, less than cool. I would say he's one of the more irritating characters.
Good gosh.
In a Hallmark movie.
Oh, my goodness.
He tries really hard. The acting, this is...
I don't know if it's script or acting, but...
It's unbelievable. It's tough to watch. But that said, in real life, I can't imagine a guy like Wes Brown wanting to hang out with that guy.
Unless you knew him your whole life. And then you always have that one friend where everybody's why are you still friends with him? And you're like, well...
That has to be it. None and I life. Have to, I wonder if, but what, okay, but even if you have that one friend, you don't keep him around very close. Like you typically, you're just like, yeah, I know the guy. We hang out from time to time. But this guy, Wes, brings him in on everything. He's the assistant coach.
What's wild to me is that typically old Hallmark, old regime Hallmark, the best friend would just be kind of nothing because they were scared to do anything that was funny. And in this movie, they have told this guy,
go for it.
Every single joke. Go for it every single time.
Man.
Never don't go for it. Always go for the joke. And it never lands. He doesn't ever hit one. He misses across the board.
Every time.
It's bad.
It's rough.
At the showing of the farm, we get to see a handful of different people that are inquiring about the farm.
Mm-hmm.
One of the people is a duo, two fellas that are together to try to do a business venture.
I want a movie.
And I just want to know more about these two guys. One guy, very old. Other guy, very young. Both of these guys are clearly from two different walks of life. We'll say it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But they are, for some reason, in business together. This old guy, this young guy, two very different people. And they're trying to get into real estate together. And I want to know more about them because it is a fascinating story. Whatever the story is, it is fascinating. I can guarantee you that much. And that's what I want to know more about. Dano.
You can guarantee me it's fascinating.
I can guarantee.
No way. It's just like they met at a bakery and they're just happened
What to bakery have. Though? And did
are you kidding me?
Are you kidding? Yeah.
Are you kidding me right now?
You see that?
Yeah.
It's nuts.
You've never even heard my bakery stories.
Dude, your bakery stories are nuts. I've heard legend. Yeah. I've never heard the stories though.
Oh, you couldn't. So wait, you've heard
legends like, of so the you, stories. You people heard, are like, you've got to hear the bakery
but
stories.
They'll never tell
they
you?
They won't tell me. No, mm-hmm. Won't do
they
it.
They said you got to hear it from the source.
Yeah, straight from the horse's mouth.
Okay, that's rude.
Yeah. Whatever. Mine is, they say that Wes's character sold the Turner farm in record time. Now, there's only two ways to look at this sentence. Either we actually know the quickest a house has ever been sold in Georgia and we've got it on the clock, or the Turner farm is being sold a lot, like all the time. I need to know which it is because I think it might be the Turner farm. And how fast was record time? Like, what are we talking? Like, how good of a turnaround was this?
It probably didn't even hit market.
Didn't even hit it. Crazy.
They didn't even know they wanted it to sell.
Didn't even know they wanted it.
They sold it. They were anyway on the cards about the whole thing.
Like, I think we're going to sell our house. And
he was like, well, sold. Lucky for you, I got a deal story. I got a deal story for you.
A deal story.
A deal story.
Okay.
We did, everybody. Congratulations. Hey. Another new movie. Another one in the sand. Very excited for tomorrow. We're going to do another
one in the sand.
Another Christmas one. Danica McKellar in a movie called, are you
coming home for Christmas?
Coming home Christmas time? What's it called?
Coming home for Christmas.
Coming home for Christmas. Yeah. So we're excited about that. We got a double decker of the week from what I understand. It's where we tell the stories the legends, if you will, about some of our double deckers. People have signed up for Bramble Jam Plus, and you can do that as well. We just had an amazing all access lunch yesterday. Lunch with the boys.
Man, it was
phenomenal.
Unbelievable.
You do not want to miss those at the all access tier, you also don't want to miss out on your story being told because it's always just phenomenal.
Oh, it's unbelievable. We have the most interesting.
We really do.
So eclectic, and it's so great that they come and find
eclectic.
Us here. That's what I said.
I've never heard anybody say it eclectic.
I have a question for you. Last week we had Ross's, what was it?
Count Your Rosses.
Count Your Rosses.
Yeah.
And then a documentary dropped on Netflix about Bob Ross. Did you have
what
that?
What are the odds?
Did you have that? It wasn't
not
a coincidence.
That you make that up.
No. Not that you would make that up, just a coincidence.
A coincidence. Man. That's true. I didn't even know about the documentary.
It's really good.
Is it?
I mean, it's really interesting.
Yeah.
Probably.
I mean, you're Bob Ross's like grandson, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
Is it good? Is it dark? Is it shady?
Just happy little accidents.
Murdering
folks.
No.
Can you imagine if he was a serial killer?
He's an adulterer.
Really?
Yeah.
There you have it. Man, ruining Bob Ross for people. Jane Ann Bailey is our double decker.
Jane Ann Bailey.
That's right.
Wow, exciting. And she's also the executive producer of a new TV show. Dan, you're going to love this one. It's called Enya Face.
And it's all about Enya.
Yeah, Enya doing pranks.
You have a clip, I understand.
We do have a clip. It's great. In Your Face is one of my favorite shows. Yeah. I'd watch every week. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Cue that clip. In Your Face.
This week I'm going to a pie store. And I've got a mustache on. They'll never see me coming. And when I say, "You got any pies?" They're going to say, "Yeah." And before they can say anything else, I'm going to hit them and say, "You got one more now."
Roll hey, that. Welcome to Cleavers.
You got any pies?
No, we're fresh.
You got one now. Who can say it's all about? It's all about. Got a pie in your face.
I know that song. Who sings that?
You ever seen Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, of course.
I'm singing it, y'all.
In your face.
You know what's interesting is I'm pretty sure she brought her backup singer.
It was wild. Yeah, in the background, yeah.
Man. I do like the slow-mo pie to the face. With
yeah,
that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Within yeah. The, that's what happens.
Yeah.
Well, what's interesting is it didn't go according to plan if you listen closely.
Yeah.
He said, no, they're fresh out of pie. But the joke works either way.
Enya's a pro. Enya's a pro. You're not going to stump
pro
her.
Prank.
You don't want to miss him.
Pro prank.
In your face.
We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, may we be the first to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here at the studio. Feel free to listen. Feel free to turn it off, whatever you want to. But either way, thanks so much for your support.